It's Friday!
Live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. Featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
It is the Morning News Express, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, even though it's Friday the 13th. And we are the Morning News Express. Bob and Ryan getting you through another work week, and it's almost here, and that is the weekend, Ryan.
Yeah. Any level of superstition that you're playing with this morning? Do you have anything that you would normally not do that you are maybe doing? Are you overcompensating for anything? Or are you wearing your hat backward or your underwear inside out?
No. Okay. I'm not really superstitious. Mm-hmm. The only thing I did was I put on a hoodie today. I was a little chilly, so it's a little cold in my house this morning. So.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I don't have any. Do you?
I do not. And, I did a story in the 5 o'clock hour about bad things that have happened during Friday the 13th. Tupac Shakur was murdered today. In Las Vegas. Actually, he died today. I think he was shot a couple of days
earlier.
On this
date, not today.
On this date, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so people know Friday the 13th, walking under a ladder. A lot of us think that's bad luck. Only if somebody drops a paint can on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping on a crack, break your mother's back.
Yes.
I actually said that the other day.
Huh.
I was, I think Linda tripped on a small crack or something. Her flip-flop got stuck or something. Breaking a mirror, 21% think it's unlucky. It's because glass shards get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Black cats. I love black cats.
Yeah, also March 13th, Bob, 2020, could be considered the first official day of the pandemic in the United States.
Well, there you go.
Yep. Trump declared an emergency today. Also, during World War II, September 13th, 1940, Buckingham Palace was bombed during World War II. So
there you go.
Yeah, there are a couple of other things that we could go on and on. But, hey, we want to get the day started off on a good note, not a bad note. Right?
How do we do that?
We let's
go to sports.
Well,
did the Orioles win?
The Orioles won, but if you're the Washington Capitals, you're hanging on by a thread.
They're done. They're toast.
They could be eliminated on Friday the 13th. Let's talk about it right now. Sports 6:15.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
And if you're a Caps fan, you certainly hope the Caps will not go home tonight, but they do face elimination playing the Panthers. Panthers up 3-2 in the best of 7. TJ Oshie has 6 goals and 2 assists over the past 10 games. The Panthers winning the previous matchup, which was a couple of days ago, 5-3, as Carter Verhaeghe led the Panthers with 2 goals. The puck drops at 7:30 tonight in the district. Elsewhere in the NHL, incredible playoff matchups. The Bruins tied its best of 7 series up at 3 games apiece with a 5-2 win. The Oilers skating to a win against the Kings. That best of 7 series is tied at 3 games apiece. And the Lightning skating to an overtime victory over the Maple Leafs, 4-3. And yes, Bob, the Orioles did win yesterday, 3-2. The Mets beat the Nats, 4-1. That's sports.
The only way Frederick knows how to wake up. Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick in the morning from 5 to 9. Right here on 930 WFMD.
It is the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick with you on a TGIF Friday the 13th, 2022, 301-694-936-3301-694-WFMD. And you may have heard Nate talk about it, Bob.
Yeah.
But Governor Larry Hogan signing measures to strengthen cybersecurity in state and local governments in Maryland on Thursday. Just kind of expanding government. That's what they do in Annapolis. They do it so well. They also signed plenty of other bills, I think more than 100 bills into law yesterday, about school systems, health departments, working with resources, emergency management agencies and so many other things. Your thoughts on all these bills signed into law?
Well, you know, let's talk about strengthening cybersecurity in the state. I think that that's probably, you know, that is money well spent, because the job of the government, in my mind, is to keep the citizens safe. And there was a story that happened in Florida not too long ago about somebody trying to taint the water supply system and hacked into that. So, I mean, I think that cybersecurity is something that is money well spent, and using it. Now, it depends on how they use it and what they do. And, you know, are we throwing money at to hire, you know, I mean, you're going to have to hire somebody who's pretty proficient when it comes to cybersecurity, because that's, you know, there's, I don't know, there's probably 14-year-old kids out there who can, you know, hack into your system real quick and do a lot of damage.
And that person is going to make a lot of money. Let's hear from Governor Hogan yesterday. Again, we're talking about many, 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 many bills signed into law, more than 100 yesterday by Larry Hogan and his counterparts in Annapolis.
We're strengthening our cybersecurity to better protect Marylanders' private information, providing hundreds of millions of dollars in additional transportation funding to our counties and municipalities.
Senate Bill 150, which is providing dental coverage for all adults whose annual income is at or below 133% of the federal poverty level. We just know how important dental health can be, and this will expand access to a critical health care service. Also, Senate Bill 812, which enhances the state's regulatory framework for state and local government cybersecurity. These are bills that really got into the weeds, and it really matters that we do this well, and it's been in a very bipartisan, thoughtful manner to better protect Maryland's government. And most Senate Bill 754, which is providing critical funding and leveraging the Cyber Preparedness Unit within the Maryland Department of Emergency Management to make sure that our local governments have that level of security that they so desperately need and that the state can help to assist. With the record investments that we are making in cybersecurity, with the in conjunction with the administration, the General Assembly moved a number of critical public services to be better protected against disruptive cyber attacks by Russia or any other of our international adversaries.
Okay, here's the I have a separate thought about, you know, when they bring up Russia. I think that Maryland has done way too much to help Ukraine and not enough to help cities that are in real crisis like Baltimore. Baltimore, me, is in big-time need of bulletproof vests, more so than Ukraine. And you might be thinking, well, Ryan, that's an ignorant statement to make. There's a war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think we have to look at our homeland first and then help other people as needed.
Nationalists.
But I think we need to protect our homeland, man. I think we need to look at Marylanders in need first before we look at the Ukrainian people.
Yeah. And when that guy was talking, I just was like,
What?
Huh?
What did
you say? I mean, he was just like rattling stuff off, you know. Well, cybersecurity and dental. what? Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that maybe we've sent to Ukraine maybe like $9 million worth of worthless COVID tests. I'm sorry. But
how about masks?
I agree with you, Ryan. You know what? There is a time. If everything was hunky-dory here in the state of Maryland, then, you know, I'm not turning a blind eye to what's going on in Ukraine. But I am saying that we've got people here who are dying every day. We've got cities that are faltering, and we've got infrastructure that's going bad. And yet we're just going to sit there and tout the fact that we're helping Ukraine. We've got mothers who aren't going to be able to feed their babies formula.
Right, right. And that crisis has not touched down in Maryland yet, but it is coming. And of course, we're talking about the baby shortage formula crisis sweeping the country right now. 627 at WFMD, if you're just tuning in. We're talking about the countless number of bills penned into law yesterday by Governor Hogan.
79, I think it was.
79 bills. And a lot of them, you know, the mainstream media will focus on cybersecurity. But, you know, Hogan has been very outspoken in the past couple of days about pledging his allegiance to the people in Ukraine. And again, I think it's, you know, from an emotional standpoint, how can you not get behind the people in Ukraine? But from a logistical standpoint, and a common sense standpoint, I think focusing on Maryland is the thing to do right now. Marylanders are struggling with inflation. Inflation is above 8%, Bob. You're paying $4.45 for a gallon of gas. How can you not focus on what's happening here at home first and then look to the people in the international crisis second?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And but that's because the governor is trying to set the stage for maybe a national political run.
So you think he has? You think he has political?
I think he has aspirations to do something different.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
He's just not ready to do it yet. Not ready to jump in there. He's still testing the water, sticking a big toe in there. So we'll have to figure out whether or not he does or doesn't. But I think that's where he's headed. The Morning News Express, 642 at WFMD, and he joins us every Friday, whether it's Friday the 13th or International Ball Day. It doesn't really matter, because BG Products tells us that he has to. His name is Dave Cirio, the host of You Ought to Know. Love to have him on the program. Oh, he deserves way more than that. He is. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Too late to kiss tush now, I'm telling you, mister. Yeah. Let me explain something to you, Bob, okay? Yes. You may be far enough away from these people, but you're not that far away from me. I just want to remind you about that, you know?
Hey, and your Viper, it'll take you, what, 20 minutes to get here? And you're an hour
and a half away? 15 on a good day, yeah. Now that they've gotten rid of the stop-and-go tolls, I can just keep on going now, you know?
Right. Well, the problem is that I don't know if you've got that kind. I mean, I know that you're not, destitute or anything, but the drive to come down here and to yell and scream at me, I don't think you've got that kind of money that you want to waste.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. After that last remark, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought about this. I have been completely shaved head for now 17 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Well, yes.
There is an anonymous program somewhere out there for you for that, Dave.
It was a big decision. And if you think it's an easy decision, ladies, it's not. Let me tell you that right now. It's not. But what are you going to do? You know?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
You got to make a decision and you go with it. So,
What's on the Cirio agenda today?
Well, we've got four recalls from four different manufacturers. Real quick. Tesla is recalling 2021 and 2022 Model S as in Sam and Model X as in X-ray, and also the Model 3 cars and Model Y cars. The reason for that is because the monitor could overheat. Just like Tesla likes to do, they have a way of doing this over the air, and they will recall the cars in May and send out the information to fix the monitor from overheating by taking care of it through an over-the-air repair. Hyundai is recalling 215,000 Sonatas again. Same problem. 13 and 14 model year Sonatas having problems with faulty hoses that may crack. When they did the original recall, they had them inspected. Very few were replaced because they thought they were going to be okay. They're not being okay, and now they're going to be replaced. 13 and 14 Sonatas. A company that you may not be familiar with, Rivian. This is the one who's making the all-electric truck. They're having problems with the passenger seat airbag not deploying when it should, especially when small children are involved, and they are replacing the passenger seat. This is the first recall from this vehicle that is brand new on the market. And last but not least, Mercedes-Benz. They had a recall for a brake problem, a brake booster. Now, what is happening is the brake booster may corrode. A lot of people are not happy so far with what Mercedes has decided to do. It looks like they're going to replace very few of the brake boosters, more an inspection, and have the customers come back. So a lot of people are a little disappointed in this particular recall. They think the brake booster should be replaced because of corrosion level. So So we'll see how that first recall goes and see if it goes any further. That they noticed this back in 2021 on some of the newer vehicles, and mostly the R-class vehicles and the GL-class MPVs are included.
Well, there you go.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's about as fast as you can do for recall, sir.
Yeah. So my question with the Tesla, real quick, because I know we got to go, is that they say they're going to do it over air. Does that mean I've got to get a big Ethernet cord somewhere and run it from my router down to my Tesla?
Well, same place. Run it the same place you use. Run the extension cord for the car.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Okay. Okay. Cool, Dave. Thank you so much. And I will be filling in for you tomorrow on You Ought to Know. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes the listenership right there. We try to keep that secret, Ryan. I'm telling you.
Well,
okay?
I actually pay a couple of people to listen, so we will have a couple of people listening.
Good, good. Yeah, you're going to be with Todd and Jose, I believe, from Dynamic Automotive. Mm-hmm. It'll be a great Saturday. You guys run a great show. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Dave Cereal, thank you for the opportunity, and we'll talk to you next week at the same time right here on the Morning News Express. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
There he goes, right. Dave Cereal, host of You Ought to Know. I'm merely a substitute.
He did say, I'm looking forward to listening to it. Does that mean you think he actually listens?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm grateful anybody listens. 647 at WFMD.